Two for Joy, written by Sarah Denzel and read by Jasmine Blackborough.
Prologue. This bathroom is unfamiliar, but I stumble my way to the sink to wash my hands. There they are, two pale lumps in the dark, two trembling, alien-like things that don't seem to belong to me, and yet they do. Perhaps the reason they appear odd to me is because these two pale things are all covered in red, more red than I've ever seen before. It smears when I run the tap, but I need the water to wash it all away. There it goes, down the plug hole, water chasing the blood away, getting rid of the guilt. You don't know this, but I dream of the blood. I dream of causing pain, of taking lives. It makes me feel powerful. But I could never tell you, never admit it. I'm ashamed of who I am. And yet, I don't want to stop. So, here I am, washing away the blood, washing away the evidence. Chapter 1. Isabel. Do you think about me? Dream about me? I dream about you almost every night. But in my dreams, you are a beautiful bird. Why won't you let me make you beautiful, Leah? You come to me as a ghost, pale and shimmering, stalking me as a shadow would. But the absence of you hurts me. Why would you want to hurt me? After a decade of being forced into the company of others, I found myself alone for the first time, and it frightened me. That night on the moors, when you let me go, I was cold and injured, and you left me there like an unwanted dog. My cruel owner taunting me all those months with promises of friendship, only to leave me like that. But, as usual, you underestimated me, Leah. You thought I would fade away into the darkness, slipping out of your life like any good inconvenience would. If I were a bug, would you step on me and grind me into the dirt? Would you think twice about extinguishing me from your life? Don't you see that I wanted to make you beautiful? You're mediocre. You're dull and dirty, like the stream I washed myself in on the moors that night. I want to take you from that mediocrity and transform you into the magnificent bird you have the potential to be. You're my canvas, Leah, empty and waiting for genius. When I find you, I'll turn you into a work of art. Don't you understand that I will find you? It doesn't matter what it takes. Do you think I care about my freedom? About my life? I can't live in this world anyway, because the world has already rejected who I am. I don't have anything to live for, except you. Leah.